in the whole of my life. And I could see through it, but I didn't have the wherewithal to say something to her directly. Okay? And this is where I'm going with this little goodie, which is part of the grace of healthy self-esteem is that you have the strength to finally stop gossiping behind somebody's back as a way of getting even. And you develop the ability to go up to them and say, you know what, I need to say something, not because I want to harm you, but my intention. And if your self-esteem is really intact, you can say something to another person without having a sting in it. Though they may feel stung, that's their response. If my intention is not to harm you, but to protect myself, or to just say to someone, you know what, you're generating a lot of negativity. And rather than talk about this behind your back, I'm going to give you the grace of saying it to your face. I'm going to deliver this message with grace so that it doesn't get delivered behind your back, because it's going to. Now, rather than feeling so low about yourself that you, well, I didn't say anything, or who's going to say anything, or this. No. When you finally develop a level of respect for yourself and a circumstance really disturbs you, that's the way you start handling them. So back to the little goody and jewel. Let's say you're at a point where you realize, I've got to say something, but I don't know how to do it. You know what you do first? Do something to increase your self-esteem through a different means. All right? Think, that's it. I'm just going to continue to use this particular example because so many people relate to it. I'm going to go to the gym. And the reason why I've increased my gym time 15 minutes is because I have to feel 15 minutes better about myself. So what you do is you do something to feel better about yourself physically over here in this side of your life. And eventually, with the idea that I need to face that type of situation, not that person. You got to start seeing archetypally. But that type of situation that that person represents, which is a situation in which when I walk into an energy field, my tendency, my habit is to immediately feel overwhelmed no matter what room I go in, because I don't feel that my, quote, self is strong enough in that energy field. Okay? So while you may target a person and say, and it's that person's fault, it's not. It's that person who symbolizes and maybe represents the ability to come in the room and fill it with a charismatic self. So you look at that person, and you use that as a motivation to go and do something more on the physical level for yourself. And eventually, as you move up to that place where you want to be, and pay attention to yourself, if you're criticizing, if you're gossiping, part of the discipline of the self is to recognize this is the result of low self-esteem. This is part of the disorder. This is part of it. I am criticizing because there is some part of me that is feeling disempowered. And if I really want to feel empowered, I got to stop this and take a look at what's causing me to feel the way I do now. Part of the discipline is to live with that kind of awareness at all times. So when you lay the groundwork for the self in this way, and you practice a visualization of living with that sense of crystal, protect yourself from negative perceptions. It's not negative people you want to look at. What you're looking through when you look through this crystal, like looking through the mist, is you're looking for negative perceptions, not people. Always remember that. It's not people. Don't make enemies of the world. Don't do that. That is not healthy. When you say, let's draw boundaries, you're not boundarying another human being out. What you want a boundary out is a perception that can bring you down, not a person. They are messengers of perceptions. Never, never, never take that negativity and use a visualization to keep a human being out. that is not the act of a strong person. Healthy visualization, healthy self-esteem is one in which you realize, I know what's going on here. That person represents, that person is a messenger. Negativity is getting shot through me. But it's not the person. It's the fact that I'm vulnerable and that person's giving me an opportunity to spot yet another illusion. And so what you want to keep out of your system, out of your influencing of the chemistry, the spiritual, psychological, emotional chemistry of yourself and your body, is any negative influences from the outside world. And finally, as a way of saying, okay, all right, I got it. The other side is think of the crystal. Just, you don't have to dwell on it. I don't believe in this dwelling stuff. I can't dwell at all. But these words sound like it. Dwell, what's dwell? I mean, just think, imagine, put a thought form and let your unconscious do it. Here's a thought form for my unconscious. You know, all thoughts come out of my unconscious, shove one back there. Which is, you know what, I want to be able to feel the energy of blessings at all time. I really invite that in. I want to love my self-esteemed self. I really want to respect it. I need signals when I'm beginning to sabotage myself. I want my body to signal me. Use your body as a transmitter. Use your body. This is one way to appreciate it. We always think about our body as signaling us when we're weak. Turn that around and just say, signal, I want to know when I am feeling good. I want every inch of my healthy self-esteem to penetrate my cell tissue. Use it. And don't be shy about feeling the waves of feeling good about yourself. And finally, regardless of where you are on this trip, don't criticize yourself anymore. Become very mindful, and this is where I will say, pay attention to what you say to yourself. And stop reading those silly magazines. Okay. All right. We're going to move on. And now I'm going to take your healthy self, and I'm going to tell you what you can do with your life to make changes when it comes to money and creativity. Relationships, though we talked a little bit about it here, we're going to explore it a little bit more because is it possible if you felt better about yourself to draw a healthy relationship to your life? What do you think? Is it? Well, I don't know. We're going to find out in the next session.